Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and hey, I waited for her today, the Blog Talk Radio lady. So hopefully you can hear me. Everybody can hear me? I hope. All right. So, but good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Hopefully it's good. Man, I don't know about you. I turned on the, looked at my computer today, and there's some crazy, crazy weather that could be affecting some of you today up in the east area and of our country. And so I just want to say, first of all, stay safe and keep your heads up. Pay attention to warnings, okay? Please pay attention to those things. It looks like it's going to get pretty scary in a lot of areas today up in the east area. So and today and tomorrow. So pay attention, okay? Please stay safe. All right, let's go ahead and pray right now, actually, for that situation. I also will tell you, if you live over on the Florida coastline, if you live in that area, there are going to be some storms that are going to be popping up. Looks like sometime next week they could get really scary on that coastline. So the East Coast, heads up, guys, you're going to get slammed for a little bit, all right? Unfortunately, I'm sorry. We're going to try to lessen the impact of these storms. But if you live on the East Coast, you're just going to get slammed for a little bit. And so be prepared. Get flashlights. Get batteries. Get water. Get all those things in place now because I see some power outages and some stuff going on. So prepare now, okay? And it's not going to hurt. I'm going to hope that all these storms pass you by and none of this stuff that I'm seeing happens, but I'd rather have a whole bunch of stuff in place than not have anything in place, okay? So get batteries, get stuff that you're going to need. Don't get a lot of stuff unless you got ice coolers, things like that. I wouldn't get a lot of meat, things like that, but I would get food that is non-perishable and have that stuff, especially if you're on the East Coast. Just be prepared, guys. I'm telling you. Just be prepared, okay? Let's go ahead and go prayer about that. I almost forgot we were going to pray about that. So let's go ahead and pray about the storms around there. And then we're going to open with a song, and then we'll do our opening prayer. But let's go ahead and pray for the storm situation right now. Father, Mother, God, right now we just pray for those that could be in all of the storms that are popping up right now. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would keep everybody safe. It looks like Indiana, it looks like Chicago. Man, things are just popping right now. And we don't understand all these weather patterns, but Father, Mother, God, I understand you. And I know that you are in control of all situations in all circumstances. So into these literal storms that could be affecting my friends that live in the East Coast, I just speak peace right now. I speak peace into these storms. If they do have to happen, please lessen the impact of these storms. Do not let the stuff happen that I'm seeing happen. Lessen the impact, and please keep everybody safe. Property can be rebuilt. Things can be rebuilt. But Father, Mother, God, right now, I put a white light over every human, every dog, every living thing, which is everything is living. So I put a white light over every living thing right now, especially on the East Coast. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for it right now. And I say namaste and I say amen. All right. Let's go ahead and pull. I didn't even pull a card for the show yet. Let's go ahead and pull a card for the show from my Healing with the Angel deck by Doreen Virtue. I love this deck. It's actually my very first deck, and I love this deck. Spiritual growth is the card for today, and that's where we are. I hope that we're growing. If we're not growing, then I don't know. But I believe that we are, and I believe that you have and are and will continue to grow spiritually. And because I've seen it. I've seen growth in you. I've seen that growth. You know, the one thing, a lot of times I think it's hard for us to see that growth. I know when I was a teenager, I wasn't growing physically like I thought I should be. I think, again, it goes to our expectations. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say right here. And, you know, so when I was a teenager, I was like, man, I don't think I'm growing. I think there's something wrong with me. Because I'm not growing like I thought that I should be growing. I think a lot of you listening to me right now, you're in that place. You're chalking your spiritual growth on the wall, and you're like, whoa, what? I'm not growing. But you are. You're just not seeing it. Okay? It's not something that we can really measure. It's something that just happens. And I think that a lot of times we're thinking, okay, I should be here by now. Well, no, you should be right where you are right now. You shouldn't be somewhere else right now on your spiritual growth. You should be right where you are right now. And I think that a lot of times our human expectations get into our spiritual growth expectations, and they don't all line up together. And so, but you guys are spiritual growing. You guys are going to continue to spiritually grow. I see it every single time I talk to you, actually. And so, you know, pat on the back from me and from Spirit and from all the spiritual beings. So you guys are doing really good. Keep on doing it. All right. Don't give up now. You're doing really pretty good. Okay. So that's our card for the show. If you would like to go over to www, actually, you can go there now, www.spiritualtalkradio.net, the official website for Spiritual Talk Radio. You will find over there previous guests. If you click on their names, you'll go to their website. I've had some really awesome people here. Some awesome people are going to be coming back up here. The show, just like you and I, changes, evolves, and hopefully it's evolving, and otherwise we have some problems. I believe it's evolving. But we've had some really awesome guests here, and you can find all of those names over there where it says previous guests. Click on their names, go to their websites, check them out. If you would like to check out their shows, go to the Blog Talk Show page and listen to their shows. Find them over there. Over on our show page, listen to the archives. We've had some really good shows here. I don't want to blow my own horn, but I believe that we've had some really good shows here. And I am so thankful for the Spirit within me that's provided those. Spirit leads me to all my guests I've had. Is really muchly in control of the show. At least I hope so. And the moment that I don't think that, when I think that Mike's in control of this program will go off air. The moment that I think that Michael is in charge, I won't be here. Because this show has always been Spirit-led and Spirit-called. And, you know, if I didn't have Spirit in my life, I wouldn't be doing this. So welcome to the program if you're new. Thank you for tuning in today. Let's go ahead and open with the song, and then we're going to be taking a few calls, and I'm going to be talking today about clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairvidence, clear seeing, clear hearing, clear knowing, all right? Then we're going to be taking some calls, and who knows what Spirit has in store for us, okay? So welcome to the program. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I will be right back right after this opening song.
There comes a moment when my heart must stand alone on this lonely path I've chosen, like a house that's not a home. Sometimes when I feel I've had enough and I feel like giving up, you will need to be all I can be. Now nothing can stop me. Stand tall for what is right.
Anybody else feel what I'm feeling right now? Anybody else feel this? I hope so, because I believe in the power of you and I. I believe in the power of you and I. I believe that it's time right now for us to come together and work together. My meditations in the last few days, my friends, have been off the hook. There's some really awesome things coming, and then there's some really challenging things coming. But together we get through it. Together we change the world. Together is the answer. I'm tired of divisions, and I know I'm going to get to your calls here in a minute. But I'm tired of division. I'm tired of us feeling like we're separated. That's an illusion, because the spirit that's in us is the same. I always say this, I am not in competition, and I want to say this again. I am not in competition with anybody. I don't believe in competition. I believe that we're all working together for the same purpose. We might be just doing it a little different in some ways than the other person. I think that we need to throw out that mindset of competition and get things completed, get things done. You know, there's a comedian. sometimes I can't find the words that I'm looking for. But you know, this is get it done. You know, I think that we need to get it done. You know, and how we get it done is working together. In our hearts, there's no doubt. That song said, in our hearts, there's no doubt. And a lot of you listening to my voice today, you have doubts. You have fears. You have confusion. And if that's the case, call me right now, 347-327-9316. Talk to Rose. Get on my queue. Get some answers today. 347-327-9316. Let's get it done. Let's get to the life that Spirit wants us to have. Let's get it done today. Today is a get it done day. Let's get it done day. Okay? I'm declaring what? Today's Wednesday, right? So I'm declaring today as National Get It Done Day. Don't put stuff off any longer. You know, you got to deal with some emotional stuff. Get it done today. Get it out of there. Make room for new stuff. You're expanding constantly. Okay? Let's get it done. All right? All right. Let's take some calls really quick here. Let's talk to Penny, actually. Penny, I appreciate you so much, and I appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Oh, thank you, Michael. I appreciate that as well that you say that. I just first off want to say that you always do such a wonderful job doing your readings, and I just can't thank you for the advice and input that you give all of us. It's very helpful.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
How can I help today?
I'm wondering what messages Spirit has for me right now.
Okay. Let's look at now. I like that. You said now. Let's see what Spirit wants to say to you right now, okay? Let me pull some cards here really quick for you. I'm going to shuffle these cards. And while I'm doing that, could you say your name out loud for me, please? Your first
Penny.
Name? Penny. Okay, thank you. This helps me tap into your energy a little better here. Let me go ahead here. When I'm tapping into you, Penny, why would I feel shaky? Have you been feeling shaky lately? Because I feel not a whole lot shaky, just a little bit shaky. Like uncertain about the future or uncertain about like what's your next step. It looks like around work. Are you working at the moment?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is there some uncertainty there right now? Because it just feels a little shaky to me. Around your work.
I don't know if I'd say I feel at work. I do feel it generally that there's just so much going on that I'm struggling to find balance between all levels.
Okay, yeah, because you need some balance here. Let's do this, Penny. I want you to visualize something. Let's get you balanced, okay? I want you to close your eyes for a minute, and I want you to visualize yourself as a scale. Okay, I want you to see a scale, all right? You know, those ones that you sometimes, when I was a kid, you used to go in and you weighed stuff to see, you know, the weight and all that stuff. So let's just see you as a scale, okay? Let's just see where you're off balance here is what I'm looking at, okay? So I want you to keep your eyes closed while I'm doing this. I want to see where we're off balance here. Okay, that didn't take very long at all. You can open your eyes. Okay. This feels like it's coming from your solar plexus. It looks like to me emotional stuff is popping up here. It's causing you to be off balance right now. Would you sort of agree with that? Because that's what I feel like the problem is in your emotions.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. And like a lot of people right now, Penny, we're all going through emotional stuff. Spirit's trying to get some stuff out of us. And instead of just letting that come up, we're going, oh, no, I want to hang on to that. Let's not hang on to it anymore, okay? And I feel like that this goes back to some relationships problems here. Would you agree with that? It feels, okay.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm seeing here. It just feels like when I'm looking at your heart chakra really quick here, it just looks like your heart chakra is a little closed. You don't really let people close to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, you keep people, like, you got, like, a huge wall built around you, and I can understand how it got built. I can understand how it got built, but you don't need it there anymore, okay? You really don't need that anymore, because if that stays there, you're just going to keep everything right now, and you're not really grounded very well, so that's, right now, your root chakra is causing all this unsettling feeling. It's like you're getting ready to have an earthquake in your life. It just feels very shaky. Like there's like little tremors that are saying, okay, something's building. And I think you feel that. I think you feel that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know, something is on the horizon here that is sort of scaring you a little bit. Let me pull some cards on this really quick, see if I can find out. The first card that we need to do here is the manifestation card. We need to manifest you balanced. So what I want you to do, let's close your eyes again, and I want you to see all those scales now. I want to see that balance. It's sort of like when you was on a teeter-totter. I don't know if you liked teeter-totters when you were a kid, but, you know, you work
yep.
together to get that balance. So
yep.
let's see your teeter-totter balanced here, okay? So I just want you to keep manifesting that and visualize that. And I'm going to be quiet for just a second as we do that. I'm going to work with you to do that, okay? I'm going to be the other person on the teeter-totter here, and we're going to get this thing balanced. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Because we can do this, working together, okay? Okay. You should start feeling a little better here. Okay, you can open your eyes. I definitely see you. By the end of the day, you're going to start feeling more balanced here. It's going to take a little bit for all this to start settling in here. But I would say by the end of the day, you're definitely going to feel more stable. The one thing that I would suggest for you to do after the show, I wouldn't do it until after the show, so that way you can listen to the rest of the show, but what I would do, if possible, I would go outside, I would kick my shoes off, and I would ground myself and see roots going into Mother Earth and just grounding yourself today. And the other thing that I would do, Penny, is I would see white light going all the way through all your chakras and just opening those for you and cleansing those for you. There's some really good YouTube meditations also that could help you with chakra cleansing, and just find the one that resonates with you and listen to one of those. I think that would help you, okay? I just feel like
okay.
your chakras need to be cleansed a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Penny. I appreciate you calling in. Hopefully that helps. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. I did very much. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. And that goes for all of us. You know, I just feel a lot of us are ungrounded right now, not grounded. So all of you might just think about that and kick your shoes off. My shoes are off right now, and I hardly ever wear shoes. I kick those things off whenever I can. Just ground yourselves today, okay? Let's talk to Kimberly, and I'm going to talk a little bit about some other stuff. But let's get Kimberly out of the way here. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
I'm good. I didn't want to be a bother. You said, get me out of the way.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that bad way. No. Well, you've been on hold. I'm getting ready to talk for a little bit here, and I didn't want to. You've been on hold for a while already, so I didn't want to make you wait any longer. Hey, the one thing that I would tell about you got awesome energy. I love your
Thank
energy.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's like when I'm tapping into you, it's like this bright, shining light. So I love that. You're a person that loves to have fun and enjoy
yes.
stuff. But also at the same time, now we're going to get a little serious for a minute, okay?
Okay.
Because I feel like that there is also something that's really pulling on your heart right now. This feels like somebody else. And I'm hearing an echo. I don't know if it's me or I'm going to shut you off for a minute. Let me see. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we were getting an echo. But I'm going to continue talking to you. So keep listening, okay? I was just getting a lot of feedback and it was distracting me a little bit. The one thing I would tell you, it just feels like somebody is really distracting you. I feel like that this is a romantic relationship. I'm going to have to talk to you because I'm not going to get any answers otherwise. The one thing I would tell you, is that making sense? It feels like some guy is pulling on your energy a little bit.
I'm not in any type of relationship.
Okay. Because do you work with a guy?
I used to, but we don't work together anymore. So.
Okay. I feel like that his energy's. Let me check something because I feel his energy around. So this is what I'm concerned about. Let me check something, okay? I'm going to be quiet for just a second.
Okay.
There's an attachment. We're going to ask Archangel Michael to come in here and cut this attachment, this cord. I just feel like his energy is lingering around you. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I do this with Archangel Michael, okay? Okay. All right. Let me pull a couple cards for you real quick. Let's see what else is going on. You got a question? Is there anything in your life that you need an answer on right now?
Yes. I was actually wondering, there's this position that I had been eyeing. If the company is TNTP, and I don't want to stay on one position too long, but they're like outside of the classroom, and I've been teaching, and I really don't want to go back in the classroom. If I have to for one more year, that's fine. But I really have my sights set on
positions that are outside
of the classroom.
Yeah, I will tell you that you're not in the classroom. I got a couple cards I want to talk about really quick here. Emerging and miracles. I really feel like you're good at what you did. I mean, teaching was awesome for you, but it is time for you to move on to something else. I agree. And I feel like that this position will be opening up for you. I don't see you teaching in the year ahead. I don't see that for you.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would definitely. Keep manifesting this, keep drawing it to you, because I definitely see it for you. And hopefully that helps.
Okay. All right.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, let's go ahead and let's talk about one of the we're going to do this in spurts here. So let's talk about the three C's really quick. Let's explain what those are. Okay, a lot of you know what these are, the three major C's. Here we go. Clear audience, clairvoyance, clairdistance. Okay? Clear audience, let's start there. No, let's actually start with clairdistance. Let's go with clear knowing. Clear thought. Because a lot of our intuition begins there. It's clear thought. It's clear knowing. And I talk about that a lot with me in my gifts of just clear knowing. Because there's just something that I just know is higher than me. I don't know how to explain it to you, but I just know what I know. And I believe that I've always known that. I mean, ever since I was a little kid, I remember when I was like 5 or 6, just knowing and just having this longing to be close to something that I really didn't understand. It was just like this. Have you ever felt that? It's just that you just know that you know that you know. And that's how I am. I mean, it's like when I do readings. The one thing that when I do readings, when I'm talking to you, I stand on that knowing. Because a thought comes into my head and it says, okay, let's use my little imaginary friend again. Let's make another one. Let's say Sam. Okay, today Sam is my imaginary friend. And so Sam comes to me and says, hey, Michael, I need a job. Do you see this job opening up? Okay, the first thing that's going to happen while I'm reading for Sam with the clear distance is a thought comes. And I go, okay, I picked up a thought. It says, yes, Sam, you're going to get a job. So my job as a spiritual being is, first of all, to trust. And this is a big thing with our gifts. I want to just talk about trust. Intuition takes a lot of trust. Because spirit is spirit. And that's a form we can't really see. I can't like reach out and hold on to it. It's just there. It's just like air. I mean, I'm breathing air right now. You're breathing air right now, but we really can't see it. And so it goes to a trust thing. It's trusting that thought in my head is coming from the spirit within me. And standing on that. So it's going to take trust on my part to say, hey, Sam, yeah, you're going to get that job. That's a clear knowing. And I've always had that, a clear knowing. The other thing I want to talk about is with a lot of times clear feeling. You know, it's like a lot of us begin to feel spirits around us, and I think that we're okay with that. I think we're comfortable with that. You know, it's that, okay, I know something's around me, but as long as it's not talking to me or I'm not seeing it, it's like, okay, I'm okay with this. I think a lot of you listening to me today are feeling things around you, and you're feeling things inside of you going on, and you're okay with that because that's all right. You know, it's like, okay, a lot of times as a reader, it's been funny, and as a spiritual teacher, I have a lot of people come up to me and say, Michael, well, I'm feeling stuff around me, but I don't want it talking to me. I was like, okay, what? I don't know. I've never been afraid of the spirit world. The spirit world's not a thing to be afraid of. It's what we need to embrace. It's inside of us and around us, and we need to embrace it. It's not something that we should fear. So let's go back to clear knowing. So thoughts come into our heads. A lot of you say, well, how can I trust? And that's a good thing. We're back to the trust word. So how can we trust that thought? Okay, because a lot of my teaching says, I've been teaching you that we've got to really check our thoughts, right? Everything begins with the thought. Clear knowing. Thought. Okay? So how can we trust that? How do we know that? Okay, so for me, I can only speak for me, okay? So it just goes back to trust, my friends. That's where it is. The one thing that I would tell you that we need to learn how to do is to trust. It's faith. And I don't always understand it. I don't always get it totally, but I trust it. I don't have to always understand everything that's going on in my life to trust it. Because everything lines up. It's like I get a thought and everything feels right to me. And that's how I know. That's how I trust that, because it feels right. I get a tingly sensation. Something begins to happen in me. And I know that that thought is coming from the spirit within me, and I stand on it. I trust it. Because today you're going to hear me say the word trust a lot, because all of our intuition comes down to that. All of the C's come down to trust. How do we trust, you know, what we're hearing? How do we trust what we're seeing? So we're going to move on to some more calls really quick. But I want you to think about clear knowing. You know, trusting that thought. All right. Let's talk to Robbie really quick here. Hi.
Hello.
How can I help you today?
I just want to see what Spirit has for me today.
Okay. All right. So how's your day going so far?
It's good.
Good. Awesome. All right. So your weather okay down there?
Yeah, very, very hot.
Very, very hot and humid down there. So, all right. I'm actually shuffling some cards here, and then I'm going to pull some cards for you really quick. Is there a particular question, anything on your mind today that you need an answer on? Because I feel like that there's something that you want to ask, but sort of afraid about the answer, sort of?
Well, I've been trying to get a job in Pensacola, and I still haven't heard anything. I was hoping to see if that may come through for me.
Okay. I'm seeing a job opening up for you. I'm definitely seeing a job opening up for you, and this is me going back to my clear knowing, trusting that thought. I would say July. I'm everything inside of me is telling me the second week in July. So I'm gonna go with the second week in July.
Okay.
You should be working. Yeah. Has it been a while? Because it feels like it's been a little bit since you've been working.
It's been 3 weeks today that I interviewed.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like it's just right on track. I don't see any problems. Everything inside of me, all of my gifts inside of me is telling me that second week in July. So I'm going with the second week in July. Okay?
Okay.
But let me go ahead and pull some cards really quick for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, divine timing. A card's popping up here talking about divine timing. So it's all in, yeah, divine guidance. This is all definitely spirit controlled right now. And also, you know, follow your dreams. I feel like that, you know, this job that's opening up is a part of your dream path. I don't feel like it's totally what you really are on planet Earth to do, but I feel like you will find that as you're around people and talking to people. And just be more open to people in general. Just 'cause I feel like that at times you keep people at bay a little bit and but there's going to be some really good friendships that form out of this new job that you're about to walk into. So I would be open to that as well, okay? I definitely feel that, okay? So hopefully that helps.
It does. Thank you very much. I look forward to it.
All right. You have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's see why... Okay, everybody just be patient with me for a second. How many of you, let me just ask a question. How many of you right now, let's see a show of hands. How many of you are going, well, Michael, how are you going to see that, really? You might be surprised what I can see and what I can't see. So a show of hands, how many of you feel spirits around you? How many of you are okay with that? Okay? All right. Like I said, a lot of us are okay with feeling. It's okay with sort of knowing something's around me. You know, it's okay saying, hey, you know, I know something's there. But I'm not definitely wanting to talk to it or wanting to see it, but I know it's there. Do you know that a lot of our loved ones, this is what really surprises me sometimes in the spirit world here. Do you know that a lot of the people that are around you are our loved ones? They're wanting to communicate with us, wanting to talk to us, and our fear holds that back from us. It's that doubt. It's like, do you know that really we are doubting creatures? We doubt stuff. We're like, okay, yeah, I know that there's something higher in me, but why would it work on my behalf? Like, okay, Michael, I've had some really crazy thoughts, so how can I know that's a thought from the spirit within me? How do I know that that's not something messing with me? Trust your intuition. Trust how you feel. I was listening to a show earlier on Blog Talk, actually. And it was on, actually, I'll give him a plug. It was actually on Michael Mapes' program. It was a lady that he has on, I think she's on Wednesdays. And I was listening to her earlier, and she was talking about how to trust our, you know, to pay attention to our body. How does our body feel? You know, finding that yes, finding our no, and paying attention to our bodies. I totally agree with her. You know, you might want to check that show out. I think it was actually, was it last? I don't think it was last week. I think maybe it was a week before that. So you might want to check that out. Because, you know, it is paying attention to our body, trusting, you know, our bodies. And a lot of us have trust issues. We have to work on those, get over those. So our human trust issues keep us from not trusting spirit sometimes. So clear knowing that somebody's around us, knowing that something's going on in our lives, knowing that there's something bigger than us. And I don't care what you call that. I mean, I think that we get hung up sometimes on labels way too much in our lives. You know, I choose to call it God, but if you want to choose to call it peanut butter and jelly, that's up to you. It's the same thing. We just get hung up on labels too much. And so, clear knowing. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Pamela in Los Angeles. Hi, Pamela.
Hello, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you today?
I just was inquiring about a business opportunity that has come my way.
Okay.
And I just wanted to see if you can tap into it to see if this would be good for me.
Well, I will tell you immediately, I saw a gigantic, this is visions that I have sometimes. I saw gigantic letters. One had a Y, an E, and a S. So I would say yes. Okay.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And so, yeah, this is divine ordered, actually, for you.
Okay.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of fear on your part.
I was listening to you talk to a caller early, and I have a lot of nervous energy in my stomach, and what I noticed with me, because I have gifts too, I noticed change, so...
Right.
Instead of me look at it as something negative and, ooh, what is that, and get all nervous and scared,
right.
I was grounding myself, having my coffee, walking in grass, and I was meditating while I was listening to your show. And I know change is coming, but it, like you said, it's just so different until it kind of makes me kind of nervous, not scared,
yeah.
But just nervous.
Well, it's because what you've done before is a little secure. This is a little shaky. And nobody likes to step out on uncertainty, you know, of we're creatures of, we like comfort, we like security,
yeah.
We like to know this is what's going to be there, you know, we like those secured paychecks, okay, we like that kind of stuff, and so there's nothing wrong with that, but this is a leap of faith for you, as you step forward, one thing I'll tell you, Pamela, is that as you step forward, your angels are going to start working in your life like crazy. Your gifts are going to start popping off the hook here. And so this is a big step for you, and they know that. But this is a step that is necessary for your future. And so, go forward. I saw gigantic yes. My spirit guide is really funny. My spirit guide is like on the sideline here. Like there's like a football field in my vision here, and he's on the sideline cheering you on, saying you can go. And so, he's funny sometimes. But the one that I would tell you is, yeah, great things are ahead for you. Don't let your fear. And I feel like that you need to look at this, because I feel like that this is a cycle in your family line of fear. I just feel like that it's held a lot of people back. And so let's not let it hold you back, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Let's get past the fear, okay, and into your future.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Pamela.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, and that's for everybody listening to me. You know, really look at things. Come on. You know, today, during my meditation, you know, Spirit was talking to me about this very same topic, is fear, you know, of holding us back. I did something really awesome over the weekend. If you guys have been listening to this show for any length of time, you know that I'm sort of a creature of habit. If somebody hired a private detective to follow me, that poor person would probably die from boredom. I do the same thing day in, day out. It's almost like clockwork. And so, but over the weekend, There's this restaurant that opened up here in where I live, and I had drove by it many times. It's I eat at the restaurant right beside it because it's the restaurant that I know. I'm comfortable with it. I know when I go in there how to order. I know how to do all that stuff. I'm comfortable there. But this new restaurant opened right beside it. And there's been several times that I've wanted to go in there, but I was like, okay, I don't know how to order. I don't know what to expect. I don't know if the food is any good. I don't even know if they want me in there. Yeah, that's how my brain works sometimes. And so I was just like, so over the weekend, Spirit had it where I went into some other restaurants that I'm familiar with, but I got frustrated with them. I thought, okay, this is not where I'm supposed to be. So I kept seeing this place in my vision, and I was like, okay, I probably should go there. So I went there. It was off the hook. The food was good. The service was good. It was good. Thumbs up. It was awesome. And so I'm glad I went. Yeah. It's authentic Mexican, too. I was like, whoa, this is good. So, but if I had never stepped out there, I would have never known that. So sometimes we got to step out. We got to say, okay, I'm going to try it. And what was the worst thing that could have happened in that situation going into that restaurant? You know, I didn't know, you know, what to expect in there. I mean, I'd never been in there. But, I mean, what was the worst case scenario that could have happened? I mean, you know, I would have just said, hey, I've never been in there before. I don't know what to order. I mean, none of the stuff that our minds sometimes create for us ever happens in our lives. Do you know that? We just come up with all kinds of craziness sometimes, you know, and thinking, okay, this person's going to do that, that person's going to do that. Half the time, we are creating things, our brain is creating things that never happened for us, you know. So, and we miss great opportunities because of fear. Let's get fear out of the way. Fear is holding us back. For way too long, fear has been holding us back, my friends. And so let's get that thing kicked to the curb, all right? All right, let's talk to Holly. Holly, yeah, has moved. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
I know. It's not going to be, hi, this is Holly from Washington or Seattle. This, you know, I would have missed that. It's like Holly.
I know.
It's not Holly from Seattle anymore. So how are things going?
Good. I'm sitting out in the backyard in the sun. It's just so beautiful. I'm really happy with the area.
You seem very happy. Your energy seems happy. Do you know
that
this is the first time that I've talked to you, Holly, that in the time that I've known you, that your energy seems really happy.
Oh, great.
You seem, I don't know if anybody else is picking this up, but you seem very settled, very calm, very happy. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
It's just like your energy's got this huge smile across it. That was
I was smiling for about a week.
Yeah.
I'm smiling right now. That's so funny.
Yeah, because it's like this brand new start for you. And I'm so excited for you. Man, I'm so excited. Because great things are opening up for you. Honestly, the next couple months here, Holly, bam, 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 doors are opening.
Yeah.
And you got a great future right there. And so, you know, just continue to be happy because, you know, and this was necessary for you to move because you deserve a fresh start. And I was a little concerned about you being where you were because I didn't really see you being able to do that until you were away from that. Because that just had a lot of memories, a lot of your past. And now you're walking into your future. And so that's a good thing. You got a question?
I just time frame on the new job.
Excuse me? I didn't hear you.
Oh, like if you have any time frame on the new job?
2 weeks.
Oh, cool. Same field, department managing?
Yes.
And I think I'm the one that had the male energy around me.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there's somebody popping in there. And that's okay. And don't be afraid. Holly, the one thing I would tell you, don't be afraid to love again. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be afraid. You are. Yeah, and that's understandable, but don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to open your heart again.
Okay?
Because if you do that, Holly, you are not going to have what I see for you. And this guy is going to be good for you. He's not, you know, don't compare. Well, now I'll tell you, don't compare to old. You know, open to new. And go slow. You know, I would advise you to go slow. But, you know, you got to open up to love. Okay? I'm actually going to do a show on that on Saturday. Called Opening Up to Love. So I'm going to be doing that on Saturday. So you might want to listen to that show. Because, I mean, I have that problem, too. So, and I think a lot of people do, is when we get hurt, you know, it's hard for us to open up again. And so, but definitely good stuff ahead for you. You should be working in a couple weeks. All right?
Great. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you,
Holly. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Enjoy California. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Man, she sounds so awesome and happy. That's so cool. Let's go ahead and talk to... I don't know why I just saw... Okay. You're not on my switchboard, but I just saw the name. I'm going to throw a name out because I almost clicked on you, and you're not on my switchboard. If your name is Kathy, starts with a K, K-A-T-H-Y. If your name is Kathy, please call me, 347-327-9316. Rose, when that call comes in, please mark it that that's a person. But if your name is Kathy, it starts with a K, K-A-T-H-Y, 347-327-9316. Also, this could be a spirit. If you know a Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, let me know. It might be on my switchboard. So either way, if you know a Kathy or if your name's Kathy, let's try to connect, okay? Let's go ahead with Rose Marie really quick here, and then we're going to talk a little bit. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How can I help you today?
I have like a couple of jobs like running coincide, and I was wondering if you pick up either one, whatever you pick up on them, like.
Okay. Are these new?
I just got a contact today for one, and another one for another different one, and a third one I'm thinking of.
Okay, well, you got a whole bunch of things that you can think about. So we have three choices here. Is that correct?
Yes, so far as I know.
Okay, all right, three choices. Okay. Could you say your first name out loud for me, please?
Rose Maria.
Okay, thank you. I love that name. That's pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to be quiet for just a second because... The reason why is because I keep seeing two different things here, and I want to be sure I got the right thing, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Okay, I'm going to go with your second choice here. If you wrote these down on a piece of paper in the order, and that's one thing I want you to do. I want you to write them down in the order that you would like them to be, and then all of a sudden that second, whatever your second thing that you write down, I feel like that's your job.
I think that's the one I'm thinking of, probably.
Because I would really write them down, and as you write them down, it's going to pop out. It's going to be like, and I do this when I make decisions, and everybody else can listen to this. When I'm trying to make a decision, especially if I have a whole bunch of choices, what I'll do is I'll write them down on a piece of paper, and then the one that pops out of that paper at me is the one that I should go with. And I do that with, like, yes and no questions as well, so I watch that. So I would do that, write them all down, those three, and as you write them down, you're going to see that second one pop out of there. That's the one that I'm seeing you working at. And I would say pretty quick here. I would say soon. I don't know what soon means to spirit. I don't really... I can't say, like, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or whatever. But I will tell you, it's really soon. And so, you know, just be prepared for that. Keep manifesting it. Because I really feel like you're going to really enjoy this job. Keep moving forward, okay? And hopefully that helps.
Cool.
All right. Thank you for calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
No problem. All right. Let's talk about clairaudient really quick. What is clairaudient? Clear hearing. Okay. You know, it's that next step in our evolution with the spirit world. It's like, okay, it's like it was with me. The first thing that really started happening when I started opening up the spirit world is I started feeling spirits. I started knowing that they were around me, but I wasn't hearing them yet. I wasn't seeing them yet. I was just knowing they were around. I was really young when this started happening. And so I just started knowing, just sensing. Have you ever felt like that somebody, you know, have you ever just been sitting somewhere and somebody's in a room and you can sort of sense that they're looking at you, that knowing that they're, you know, that they're there? You might not see them, but you just have a sense that somebody's watching you. That's knowing, okay? And then, you know, all of a sudden they speak to you and say hi, then that's clear hearing, clear audience. And I think that some of you are okay with that. I think that we can move to that step pretty easy and say, okay, I'm hearing things, that's okay, and being open to that. And right now, as we move into new energies, it's real important to have clear hearing. I want to talk about this. I'm going to slow down for just a second because this is a big thing with me. I feel like that right now we're not hearing clearly. We're afraid to hear what Spirit really is saying. Please listen. I think it scares us a little bit. You know, these are senses outside of our five senses, outside of those five senses, our human senses. Again, it goes back to trust. Goes back. A lot of times people say, well, Michael, how can I trust what I'm hearing? Again, it's going to be paying attention to your body. I don't know how to tell you how to do this very well, but it's just paying attention to your body. As a psychic medium, the one thing that I've learned really early on my journey is to pay attention to my body. I am probably more aware of what's going on inside of me than a lot of people because I pay really close attention of how I'm feeling, my body's feeling, especially with clear knowing and clear hearing. It's like, okay, let's say all of a sudden I hear a voice outside. Usually people say, okay, well, how do you hear, Michael? That's a good question. Do you hear in your head, or do you hear outside of your head? Okay. For me, it's both. Okay? It's both. I started hearing in my head to begin with, and you probably are going to too, because outside of you can be a little scary at times. So clear audience, a lot of times, will start inside your head. Okay? You're going to start hearing. Okay, you're going to hear voices. A lot of you are already hearing voices now. And so how do you work with that? Just work with it. You know, the one thing that I would tell you, if you hear a voice that says, hi, why don't we try hi back? It's like communication. Right now, there's a person, a physical person that is in my path. And I'm going to be talking about this on Saturday's show, about being open to love and being open to, you know, moving on. But this person has been in my path for, I would say, probably the last 4-5 months. We keep crossing paths, but we really don't talk. I know that they're probably interested in me. I'm definitely interested in them. But it goes back to fear. It goes back to trust issues. And so the other day they said hi, and I finally turned around and said hi. So if you're hearing a voice talking to you, let's start with hi. Let's start with communication. Let's say hi. You know, when I deal with the spirit world, if I hear a voice or I feel something, I'll say, hi, my name is. Your name? That's how you deal with the spirit world. Hi, my name is. Your name is? Communication. Clear audience. And a lot of us are going through that. Right now, it's very important to be open to spiritual hearing. Hearing what spirit's saying to us. And then, okay, it's one thing hearing what spirit's saying to us. It's another thing doing what spirit says to us. Okay? We can hear all day long spirit saying, hey, you know, you need to change jobs. We can hear that day in, day out. This is funny. I'm going to share this story really quick with you because it fits right here. I was at a psychic fair, my very first psychic fair that I ever did. And if you've ever been to a psychic fair has a lot of readers usually there. This one had a lot of readers. And so unknown to me, this lady that was about to sit down at my table had already seen two other readers in the room. Unknown to me, okay? And so, because I'm reading, I'm not paying attention to what's going on. And so she comes and sits down at my table, and I start reading for her, and she goes, oh my gosh. And I was like, what? And she goes, you are telling me exactly what those two other psychics told me, almost word for word. So I turned to her, and I said, okay, Spirit's telling me, when are you going to listen? You just heard the same message three times right now in less than 15 minutes or so, maybe a little longer than that, but in a short period of time. You've heard the same message now three times. Spirit wants me to ask you, when are you going to start doing what Spirit wants you to do? So that's what I'm asking you today. A lot of you are hearing Spirit clearly speaking to you, and you know without a doubt it's Spirit. And so Spirit wants to know, when are you going to start trusting it and doing it? Okay, clear audience. Let's move forward here and stick with this for a second, and then I'm going to take some calls. That's why we're going to stick with this, because the last few minutes of my show I'm going to take calls. But let's stick with the next one, which is clear avoyance, clear seeing. That's where we get scared, I think, clear seeing. Ever since I was a little kid, from about the age of 7 on, I've clearly seen spirit world. I've seen spirits just like I would see you. I've seen them with hair. I've seen them with clothes on. I've seen them in detail. And I still see them like that. I clear hear. I clear know. I clear see. And I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. And like I said, I've never been afraid of any of this. But a lot of you are. And the one thing that I would tell you is it goes to trust. Goes back to what I've been talking about, trust. I think we're okay with clear knowing, clear hearing, but it's like when you start seeing things, you go, oh my gosh. It's like I saw something. And it's going to start, a lot of you are already seeing spirits. A lot of you are catching them out of the corner of your eyes. They're just little glimpses. A lot of times, I'll see shadows on my wall. And you're going, they can cast shadows. Spirit can do whatever spirit needs to do to get our attention. Don't be afraid of the spirit world, my friends. Don't be afraid of it. I know it's hard sometimes to get past our human trust issues, But we got to get past our human fears and our human trust issues, or we are never going to become the spiritual beings that we are meant to be. It's just not going to happen. So let go of those things and let's move forward into our spiritual gifts. Ask for clear hearing. Ask for clear vision. Ask for those things. And then if you're not okay, the one thing I will tell you, and this is one thing that I tell people that come to me and ask me, well, Michael, I want to meet my spirit guide, and I don't know if I just want them popping up. And I remember the very first time, well, the second time that I saw Stephen, the first time I saw Stephen, my spirit guide, was when I was very little. I didn't understand what I was seeing. I didn't understand who he was back then. But the first time I saw my spirit guide, Stephen, was when I was really little. I was about 7 when I first seen him. And he came to me as an older gentleman. He was in overalls and had a white beard and white hair and, you know, jeans, brown shoes. Yeah, clear seeing. I saw him that clear. And then he was gone for a second. I mean, I didn't see him again until I was older, and then I started opening up to my gifts. And I remember one time I said, okay, because I didn't understand spirit guides. I didn't know that that's who he was back then. And so, because I didn't ask who he was. I wasn't afraid of him. I just didn't ask who he was. And so, but I started working with a mentor when I really started working on my gifts, and he said, well, do you know anything about spirit guides? And I was like, no. And he goes, well, do you want to see your spirit guide? And I said, yeah. And so he wasn't around. One day I was in my living room, and I was like, okay, if you're a spirit guide, and, you know, because I was feeling something, I said, okay, if you're my spirit guide, show yourself to me. Okay, I wouldn't suggest that unless you're ready to see. Okay, because all of a sudden in my living room, I saw this blue glob energy thing, and it scared me because I didn't know what it was. So my suggestion to clients that come to me is this. If you want to meet your spirit guide, if you want to work in the spirit world, ask them to come to your dreams. The one reason is in your dream world, that's a safe place to work in the spirit realms. I'm just going to give you a heads up. So if you want to see spirits, ask them to come to you in your dreams. You want to see your loved ones, ask them to come to you in your dreams. Because that's a safe place to work for you. Because there you can say, okay, that was just weird. I shouldn't have ate that bologna and peanut butter sandwich before I went to bed. I know that's a weird combination. I don't know why I came up with that. Okay. But so maybe somebody's pregnant that's on my switchboard. I don't know. That is a weird combination, bologna and peanut butter. Ugh, I don't know. But you know what I'm trying to say. So clear seeing, clear feeling, clear seeing. Okay, all right. Let's take some calls now. All right, let's talk to Don in New York. Hi, Don. Whoop.
How you doing? Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? How can I help?
Excellent, thank you. I'm just calling to see what you see for me as far as business-wise.
Okay, are you?
I work
starting
myself.
Okay, yeah, because I was getting ready to say it felt like you had your own business. Because I was just getting ready to ask. I was going to say, okay, are you having? It feels like you're having a lot of doubts right now. Things just slow right now. Because
it got very slow. Yeah, it got very slow.
Okay, yeah, and you're feeling like that this is the wrong path for you. Is that correct?
I don't know if it's so much the wrong path. It's just getting going. What do I need to do to get going again? Because it was going great, and then it just, like, dried up overnight.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, let's see how we can get this kick-started again, sort of, okay?
Cause It
looks like it needs kick-started here. It feels like the engine has stalled out here for a minute. I don't know what's caused this. Has this been, like, a couple months? It looks like a couple months here. Where things just
exactly. It's exactly what it's been a couple months. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna look back. I'm gonna see. So let's see. A couple months with. So May. So this started about the end of March?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Okay.
End of March, beginning of April, yeah, definitely.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to look at you, and let's see if there is anything going on with you that's caused this, okay? So let's look at you first, all right? Okay, so I'm going to see. I'm going to look back here and see what's going on with you. I don't really see you being the problem here. So that's a good thing. So you're not the problem here. I just feel like this is just a test of your patience and trust of your faith. I will tell you, I see your business popping here again. It should be popping here about July.
Okay.
So I would just see that every business is going through slow periods right now. My business took a slow space here about the same time, and so I understand this. It can be scary,
okay,
especially when your finances are depending on this business. But I definitely see it popping up here. It looks like July. I don't see anything on your part that's causing this at all.
I actually just started a second line of business also, because what it is, I own a Cash for Gold store. I actually own two of them. And I just got my pawn license about a month ago.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to cultivate that business as well. So to have like a little bit of a backup when the Cash for Gold dries up, at least I have.
Yeah, because I feel like the pawn business is going to be where you're going to make some really good money. So I'm excited about that. I really feel like that was the best move that you could have made, and
okay.
So you're definitely in tune with the spirit within you. So just keep trusting that intuition inside of you, man. You're making the right choices here.
So I don't have to worry about going back to the business world, corporate America.
No, you're not going back to corporate America. That's not no.
Okay.
That would be like you trying to fit your foot into a size 3 shoe. You just don't fit. Okay, so
not anymore.
Keep on. No, that worked for you at a time in your life, yes, but no more for you. So keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're doing okay.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
No problem. You too. All right. Yeah, stick with what you're doing. Don't go backwards. You don't want to go back. You know, it'd be out of the world, these little crazy analogies are coming in today, but must be my spirit guide influence. That's okay. He's awesome. All right. Let's talk to Susie, actually. Hi, Susie.
Hey, Michael. Just wanted to share with you about something that I was excited about. Really feel at this time that my spiritual gifts are opening up and taking a large step. And
yeah.
I just wanted
right.
to tell you I'm excited.
All right. Yeah, definitely. I definitely see that doing that, popping open. I grabbed my Gaia deck, so let me pull some cards here. Winner's End pops in here. Regeneration, rebirth, positive outcome. You have been in a dry place. You've been in winter, okay? Winter, a lot of times, you know, snowy, cold, yucky. Winter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so you sort of been in that place. Just been like, I don't know if anything's ever going to happen, anything's going to move forward. But now you're in a place of rebirth. You're in that place of regeneration. I'm excited. Your gifts popping open. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Positive outcome. Gosh, the card pops in here, clearing away obstacles. All the things that have been in your past, Susie, are moving out of there. Okay, just see them. Yeah, just see them moving out of there. You know, say gone, gone, gone. We talked about this the other day,
yes.
Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't on. Yesterday. But Monday, we talked about gone, gone, gone. So see those gone. You know, all those things that have been holding you back, holding that romance, all those things that you want to see in your life, let's kick those things to the curb. You're very protected right now, and just trust that divine guidance. It goes back to clear seeing, clear hearing, clear feeling. You know, trust that those things are real. You know, the one thing that we got to do with the spirit world is know that it's real. You know, that's the thing that is our biggest obstacle, is knowing that what we're feeling, knowing what we're seeing is real, and trusting that. You're doing a really good job with that. Continue to do that. I only see good ahead, and hopefully that helps you.
Absolutely, and I just want to thank you for all of the lessons that you teach, and because it's because of the things that I hear from you that's really very helpful.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm glad that you're getting stuff out of it. Otherwise, I'd be like, okay, is anybody getting anything out of this? Okay, so but I do appreciate that. Okay. How do you physically feel? How are you physically feeling? You sound like you're coughing a little.
I am. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, don't apologize for that. Susie, I'm gonna pray for you, okay? And we're gonna break this junk that's inside of you out of there, okay? And we're gonna get you feeling better, okay? So let's go ahead and pray. Everybody, please pray for Susie with me, and we're gonna do that right now. We're gonna ask Archangel Raphael, which is the healing angel, to come forth at this time, please. Okay, and right now we're gonna go ahead and pray. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for Susie, and I thank you for just what she brings into my life and how she helps me in ways that she doesn't even know that she helps me. And Father, Mother, God, right now her physical body is just feeling yucky right now. I can feel it. And Father, Mother, God, I pray right now that from the top of her head, I'm going to shoot healing in from top of her head all the way to the soles of her feet. Just heal right now. And whatever this is that's causing this cough, this congestion and the stuff that she's feeling, I just speak to you right now and I say, you got to get out of there. And right now, we speak healing into Susie and into every part of her body, in every organ, every cell, every part of her, nothing but wholeness and health. And we say namaste and we say amen. And Susie, I appreciate you calling in and hopefully that helps.
Absolutely. I appreciate it so much, Michael. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Hang in there. All right. Bye-bye, Susie.
Okay, thank you. Love you.
Bye-bye. Hey, we said that at the same time. Hey, great minds think alike, I guess. All right. Let's talk to Anne-Marie. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How are you?
I'm awesome. I am the shaman mom.
I know. Hey, I couldn't forget you. I recognize your voice. So your son's still doing good? Yeah.
Yeah, actually, he calls you Mike the Psych.
He calls me Mike the Psych. Hey, I've been called worse than that. So.
I'm sure, but he wanted me to tell you that he's been feeling more optimistic than he has been for many months.
He wanted
me to thank you for him and also give confirmation.
Hey, tell him from me that I appreciate that, and I would love for him to call in sometime and talk to me if he could. You know, I don't know if he can, but you know, I would.
Yeah,
love
their time is the same, so maybe he can.
Yeah, just let him know that because I would love to talk to him. So how can I help you today?
Well, I called to give you confirmation for myself. I got the confirmation, express gratitude for my healing. The biopsy results for the mass growing behind my eyes was normal.
Oh, good. Awesome. That's awesome. That's great. I almost jumped out of my seat. I was so excited.
I'm telling you. I went and got on my knees in the elevator and forgot I just had laparoscopic knee surgery. It was for nothing. It was a meniscus tear. And then I fell over and I was like, oops. Yes, I was just out of my mind with gratitude, dancing around like, everybody's like, what's up with you? Well, I'm here. And I was like, oh, I'm crazy. And I've been on a gratitude high and just
Yeah, you should be. And I'm glad you called me. Let me go ahead and pull a card really quick for you, okay? Then we're going to have to move on because we're going to be kicking. We're going to be ticking down on time here shortly. The card I picked is the lost card, grief, sadness. Resurrection is the word I want to focus on. We're going to forget about the grief and the sadness. That's behind you. Okay? You know, the resurrection card. You're pulling out of a period of your life where you sort of was questioning things. You know, you're feeling a little down at times. But I see things definitely popping. Definitely a lot of healing. And I'm actually going to start seeing healing for your knees. because I believe that, that Spirit can heal all areas of our lives and wants to heal all areas of our lives. We're just not allowing that. And so you know, we're thankful for, you know, this report, but, you know, let's get some of your other stuff feeling better too, okay? Because I definitely see a lot of healing in your life in the next couple of months here, actually. And you're definitely spiritual, emotionally reconnecting, which is good. You're definitely going into that place of spirit, definitely finding out who you are. So definitely see only good things ahead. So stay there. And please say hi to your son, and I would love for him to talk to him. All right?
I will, Michael. And thank you so much. God bless. Have a good day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I would love to talk to him. I talk about him all enough. I would like to hear his voice sometime. So let's go ahead and talk to... okay, hold on. Let's talk to Amy really quick here because we're going to be clicking down on time. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Okay. Hey, Amy, when I'm talking to you, why do I feel sadness? Do you feel sadness around you? Because I keep feeling sadness.
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
It's a lot of
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
Yeah, there's sadness and frustration.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm sorry you're going through that. I really am. I mean, as soon as I heard your voice, I just wanted to cry. I mean, I will tell you, my eyes teared up. My heart is just breaking for you right now. I don't know what's definitely causing this, but I will tell you that I'm really sorry you're going through this. Okay, but I also want to give you some good news. Feeling like this is getting ready to pass here pretty quick. Actually, I would say by the end of the month. June still looks a little off for you. I will tell you that. But the one thing that I would tell you is just start seeing you happy again, okay? I feel like that some kind of a relationship, it looks like a romantic relationship, is the root here. I feel like that there's still some hurt there. I could be way off, but that's what I'm picking up. But does that make any sense? That would be...
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah.
Okay, because I just feel like that a lot of this feeling about yourself and a lot of your self-doubt about yourself is coming from there. And does that make sense to you? When I'm looking at this past relationship, it just feels like this energy is pulsating from that person. It just feels like that person is affecting you still in a very negative way. And so what I would ask you to do and what Spirit wants you to do is ask your angels to break all cords and break all attachments, all feelings to that past relationship, any hurt there, heal that. Whatever needs to be done, just heal that. And as you do that, then you're going to start coming out of this downward slide that you're on right now and start coming out. I'm going to say, it looks like to me, as you hit that first week in July here, Amy, it definitely feel like you're going to start coming out of this, okay? It's going to be a little slow process. It's not going to be like, bam, overnight, you know, happy. But I definitely see an upward swing here. So that's a good thing. You know, the one thing that I would tell you as I get ready to say goodbye to you today is really look at yourself. You're an awesome person. I don't think that you see that. I really don't think that you see Amy as an awesome person. And that makes me sad that you don't see that right now. But the one thing I will tell you is that you are an awesome person. You got to stop believing all the crap that other people told you and about you and all that stuff. And that takes a time. That takes a while. I had to do that myself, and that takes a while. But ask your angels to help you because you are awesome. And, you know, the one thing I'll tell you, that upper swing is coming. Just hang in there, okay? And I'm sorry sorry that you're surrounded by sadness right now, but I definitely see that breaking free here soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. Does that help, I hope?
Yeah, it does. There was one.
Okay,
my
yeah,
question
go ahead.
Actually wasn't about that, though.
Go ahead and ask me your question then.
Do you see a change in job for me? There was a job that I'm going to be putting in for. It's vacated, but it hasn't opened yet.
Okay, yeah, that could be what I'm seeing that's happening here in July. This could be that upward swing that I see. So that's probably why I was talking about that, because it feels connected to me. So, yeah, I'm going to say yes. And I'm going to say that it looks like here as you go into July. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Amy, and I appreciate you calling in. All right?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
No problem. All right. Glad you could help. All right. Let's talk to Kathleen. Let's get these last two calls. Rose, I'm not taking any more calls, so just heads up. Kathy. Okay, hi.
Hi.
You're Kathy. Because I was talking about a Kathy earlier. And I was just like, whoa. And my spirit guide had to nudge me. Like, okay. Because that had been a while. And all of a sudden I saw your name and I was like, okay, Kathy. And then I heard my spirit guide said, Kathy. And I was like, oh, Kathy. Okay. But yeah. Do you have a question?
No, I mean, I'm still working through my son's death. And I feel like I've listened today, and I feel like he's talking in my head.
Yeah, he's definitely in your head. Yeah, he's talking, definitely talking to you.
Right.
Yeah, and I feel like you're okay with that. I feel like that's a good start. And he's telling me just to trust that. Not to doubt that. You're doubting that a little bit. You're doubting to know if that's him. But you know his voice. You know what he sounds like. And he might sound a little different than what he did here. I will tell you that. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. But that is definitely your son speaking to you. Now, I'm also going to give you a heads up here. I do feel like that you are going to see him. I would say pretty quick. And how you're going to see him is you're going to see a shadow. And you're going to be able to know that that's him. Again, it goes back to clear knowing, clear hearing, clear seeing. Okay? And so just trust that. That is definitely your son. You know that. You don't need me telling you that. You know his voice. And you're going to know his presence. When you see that shadow, you're going to know without a doubt that that's him. And he's always around you. He loves you like crazy, and so that doesn't change. And so he's always right there. It feels like when he was in body form, he was around you a lot. And so why wouldn't he be now? So does that make sense? Because I definitely feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, the big question I have, the lady he lived with is not allowing us to get any of his things can he tell me how to approach? I'd like to have his son wants his toys and his little blankie.
Okay. Yeah, let's see if we can get, okay, let's see if we can do this. Actually, we're going to call some angels in here to start assisting us with this, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to see angels breaking this block. There's a block. And she's not a very nice person, and that's just who she is. You know, we don't wish her ill will. We don't do any of that. But we do want you to have the things that you want to have, okay? And so I'm going to start putting in her head. What we're going to do is we're going to put positive thoughts in her head and start to let her realize this is just not the way that he would want her to be doing, and especially as far as his son goes, this is just mean, and so let's just see angels breaking this. I would say that I'm gonna go out on a limb here, because I definitely just saw this. I'm gonna say by mid July you should have what you want from her. That relationship between you and her, of course, is done. But I just feel like that she will see that this is just nonsense that she's doing. And I don't know why she's doing it. I just feel like a lot of anger with her. And,
right, she's just an angry person.
She's just an angry person. And that's sad that she's like that. But that's her stuff, not our stuff. So let's not put it on us. Yeah. Wish her well. And, you know, just see Angel's getting this stuff. Because his son wants his stuff. And his dad wants him to have that.
Boy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just a little boy. And he's also missing his dad big time. He talks to his dad. Do you ever see him talking?
He told me he does.
He does.
We try to keep the community. You know, if I try to talk to him about his daddy, he goes, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Right.
And then I go, you know daddy's with you. And he goes, I know that.
Yeah,
so
he knows.
He's only six, so I just, you know, I'm very gentle with him.
Yeah, and his, but he's at a good age. And the reason I mean that is because he doesn't have all the stuff in him that says, okay, you're not supposed to see that or hear that or all that other stuff. He doesn't have those belief systems yet. And hopefully he never gets those. You know, hopefully he stays always open to spirit. I also think he's a medium. I will tell you that. I think he's a medium. But he definitely, that's why he says, you know, I know that. My dad, he talks to his dad. His dad holds his hand. I mean, he knows that he's there. And so he looks at you sometimes like, you don't see him? He's right here. That's why he does that, because he sees his dad. You haven't got to that place yet, but he sees his dad. So, of course, he's going to say, he's right here.
But he still has sadness too, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
The separation,
and that's just that human, That's that human part of him. And he will get past that. But that is, you know, it's not the same, but it's okay. I mean, you know, and he'll get past that. And so will you. You guys are still in that grieving process. And so...
Right.
And that's okay. Just don't drown in the grieving process. But hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate
it. It does. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's talk to my last call of the day. And it is Barb. Barb? Yeah, I think. Hi. Hi. Hello?
Hi. Hi.
Can you say your name out loud for me, please?
It's Barbie.
Okay, thank you. Okay. How can I help?
I just called because I have a lot of bad things happening right now. And it seems like it's been towering down for like 15 years. And I have a lot of bad energy around me. And a lot of people are trying to harm me. And I'm losing my family. And I lost my mom and dad and my nephew.
Okay, man, I'm really sorry. I mean that you're going through this. I really am, and the one thing I want to tell you is, it looks like you're losing a whole lot of stuff right now, and I understand. I totally do, and it's really easy to get in that place of you know, fear, and you know, you don't have your parents, not in physical form anyhow. And you know, it feels very alone to you right now. And the one thing that I want to reassure you of something today, okay? I want you to know that you're not alone. I think the biggest thing is that you're feeling like you're all alone against a big, huge world that's just dumping on you and constantly. And you know, there's a place where you get that you're just going, I don't know if I even want to be here. I can almost hear it in your head sometimes. And the one thing I want to tell you, you might not realize it right now. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say to your heart, okay? Because you have a purpose. And you might not see that right now. And it's clouded with all this grief. And it's clouded with all this depression. And it's really clouded right now from your vision. But the one thing as a seer, and I want you to trust the words that I'm telling you, is that this is about to pass. Okay? I would see this fall, I would see September, October, November, December, looking like months of you moving out of this place of despair. We want to get you to a place of hope. Right now, you don't have any hope. Right now, today, at this now moment, I don't feel like you have hope. But I want to tell you that it is coming. It is getting better. Okay? I've been there. I understand this despair thing that you're going through better than you probably know. But the one thing I'll tell you is hold on. It does get better. I mean, I've been in depression.
It's more like for 2 years this has been going on. These people trying to manipulate my life.
Yeah, but you can take back that power. You're giving them power by thinking that they are manipulating you. I don't see that. So I would definitely just take back that power. And you know, a lot of times we just give that control and just take back that power to say, I'm not going to be manipulated by these people. I'm not going. It doesn't really matter what they say about you, what they are doing, because what really matters is your truth that's inside of you. And once you realize that, and that was freeing for me once I realized that, once we realize that, then we're going to be a lot freer and a lot more happier, okay? But I do appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helps you today.
Okay. Could you pray for me, please?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would love to pray with you. Okay, yeah. Close your eyes for me, please, and let's go ahead and pray. And please, everybody else, send her energy, please. Barbie, she really needs prayer today, so let's pray for her. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for Barbie, and I thank you for leading her to this program today, and I thank you for giving her the courage to even call in today. And Father, Mother God, right now, she just feels a lot of things going on around her, and maybe there's some things going on. You know what's going on that needs to be taken care of. Just take care of that. If there are people that are sending her negative energy, just send it back to them. Don't send it her way. Just send it back to them. And Father, Mother God, right now I just pray that you would just let her feel your presence right now and the rest of this day, and that you would just let her know that she's protected, and just put angels around her right now. I ask you to put angels around her home right now on all four corners of that home with swords, flaming fiery swords. I want to see flaming fiery swords. I want to see protection with Barbie right now in her energy field, in her life, and that nothing can get in there. And I just surround her with white light right now, that white light of protection. And right now we just speak peace into every situation in Barbie's life. And we say it good, and we say it done, and we say namaste, and we say amen. Barbie, believe it and call it done, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
you have a great day.
No, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, yeah. Man, what an awesome show. Off the hook, actually. Good, good, good. Hey, I appreciate you guys being here today. I appreciate you listening. Always listening. You guys rock. I love you guys. So from me to you, big hug. I love you. Please be safe if you're on the East Coast. We're going to pray here in a minute again. As we close today, we're going to pray for the East Coast and the storm and all that stuff again. And it never does hurt to pray. We can pray and pray and pray, and it doesn't going to hurt anything. Actually, prayer helps. And so we're just going to do that. Actually, I'm going to pull a couple cards really quick here from my angel healing deck. And talking about healing. Do you know a lot of you need some healing today, emotional healing? Accept that. You know, if you're in a 520, we're not taking any more calls today, but I do appreciate you calling in. I'm just not going to take any more calls today. But, you know, a lot of emotional healing needs to take place. A lot of you need physical healing. And so, you know, again, it goes back to trusting, accepting, believing. So whatever you need today healing-wise, just say, you know what, that's mine. That's my healing. Whatever that is. You know, I have a friend right now, her mom was diagnosed with cancer. and they gave her, you know, a short period of time. And so, but, you know, I believe in a spirit that heals. I've seen it in my own life. I've seen it in other people's lives. I could give you a list of people right now that they should not be on this planet right now. But spirit, according to doctors, they should be on this planet. But according to spirit, spirit said, no, not yet. You're here. I've seen it. A few years ago in my own life, I had a couple of things in my life that could have taken me out. But spirit has other plans. It's not my time to go yet. So healing. So see it. You know, you need healing in your finances. See healing in your finances. I don't know whose pocketbook doesn't need some healing on it. So, you know, heal something. You know what? Let's do something right now. You have a wallet. I'm going to give you a minute. I want you to go grab your purse or your wallet or whatever you hold your money in. Okay? I'm going to give you a minute to do that. Okay? I want you to go grab your wallet or something that represents money to you. Be it your purse, be it a pocketbook, be it whatever. Okay? All right? I'm going to give you a minute to do that. If you're listening to this archive, you can do this too. Please do this if you're listening to the show archive. Spirit's the same no matter when you're doing this, if you're doing it now or if you're doing it later, or Spirit's the same. So if you're listening to this program archive, go get your pocketbook, your wallet, whatever you carry your money in. Okay? Give you a second here. Okay? Okay. Now what I want you to do is I want you to put your right hand, I'm doing this, I got my wallet right in front of me. I want you to put your, if you can't get a wallet, get your bank statement. Get something that represents money to you, all right? And put your right hand on that. And now repeat after me. And put your name where I'm going to put my name, okay? I, Michael, see healing going into my finances. I see finances abundantly coming to me at this time, in this now moment. I see finances coming to me. I see healing in my finances in this now moment. No longer will I see lack. I see prosperity. No longer will I see lack. I see prosperity. No longer do I see lack. I see prosperity, and I call it done now, in this now moment. All right. Thank you for doing that. Man, I don't know if you felt what I was feeling, but I'm expecting finances coming my way. All right. So, man, all right. Wait, is that an armored truck I hear back in? Maybe not. But, hey, you never know. All right. Hey, you know, we got to see it coming. We got to see the results that we want. Do you know that we're asking, but we're not really seeing? Uh-oh. I stood up. I'm in my preacher mode. Uh-oh. I'm standing up. All right. Do you know that we're asking, but we're not seeing? All right. Thank you, Rose, for your help. But you know, that we're asking, but we're not seeing. And then we wonder why we're not receiving. Because we're not seeing. We're asking, but we're not seeing. We're not trusting. We're not, oh my, I went back to that trust word, didn't I? We're not trusting. So, you know, I can ask all day long, man, Spirit, I want you to heal me. You know, hey, I was just diagnosed with cancer. But, you know, hey, I don't know if you can heal me. You know, I want you to heal me. I'm asking you for healing, but, you know, I don't really see you healing me. Did you just hear what I said? Let's ask, let's see, let's get. Let's ask, see, get. tired of not getting. Again, let's go back a minute. Let's backpedal a second. You know, hey, we also got to look at this. You know, we have a spirit within us that knows what's best for a higher good. Got it? Higher good. All right? And so, with that said, we only want what's for a higher good. I want you to say that right now, out loud. I want what is best for my higher good right now, in this now moment. I want what is best for my higher good. Are you saying it? I want what is best for me in this now moment for my higher good. For the rest of the day, I only want for what is my higher good. And I see great things coming my way, and I accept those things and receive those things into my life. I want you to say this. This is important for you to say this. Our words create things, my friends. So let's say today, right now, in this now moment, I receive only blessings into my life. I bring those blessings that I want right now, in this now moment, into my life. Right now, in this now moment, I bring healing into my life. Right now, in every area of my life, I bring healing into my life right now, in this now moment. And if there is somebody that you know that needs physical healing, say, okay, in this now moment, I see healing for so-and-so. I see them whole. I see them perfect. I see every part of their body being whole right now in this now moment. I know Ann. I'm going to use Ann for right now because that's who I see right now in my vision. So I see Ann in Florida. And so I say, you know, that I speak healing into Ann's life right now. She's been going through some stuff for the last few years. So I speak healing and prosperity into her life right now in this now moment. That doesn't mean that I don't speak that into your life as well, but I speak that into your life as well this now moment. We got to start seeing. We are asking. We're knocking, but we're not seeing the door opening. We're knocking. We're knocking, but we're not seeing the door open. We're hearing this, but we're not answering the door. My question is why? Do you know, we got a spirit within us, man, that wants to bless us abundantly, way above than anything that we could ever imagine. We do. I don't know if you're feeling what I'm feeling. I had to stand up. I couldn't sit any longer. My energy is just like off the hook right now, and I couldn't sit down any longer. I'm standing up. I'm walking back and forth because there is something moving right now. There is something that wants to break all that crap out of our lives and just say, get out. But it takes us believing. It goes back to that trust thing. It goes back to clear knowing. Knowing that Spirit's within us. Knowing that Spirit wants to bless us. Knowing that we are about to move forward like we've never moved before. Do you know that right now we live in the most exciting time of our lifetime? Because right now, Spirit's about to bless us like crazy. And the new heaven and the new earth that is right inside of vision here is about to happen. But it takes all of us working together. We got to start clear hearing better than we've ever heard. We got to start trusting that voice within us that says, okay, yes, no, no, maybe. We got to start trusting that voice. That clear hearing, we got to clear hear more than ever. And we know, you know, like that lady, she knows her son's voice. Do you know that I know what the Spirit's voice sounds like for my life? And you know what that sounds like for your life if you actually start listening to it. Do you know that when I was a little kid, I knew I could be a block away from my house, but I knew that if I heard, Michael K., you better get here right now. I knew my mother's voice. I could hear that over anything else. I knew that if I heard that voice, and especially my middle name, I would be running to that. So we got to run to the voice within us. It's calling us. It's speaking to us. It's speaking to your heart right now. I can feel it. So listen. Then we got to clearly see. We got to have a vision. We got to have a clear vision, a clear goal. We can't get to where we're going if we can't clearly see where we're going. Right now, if I close my eyes and start walking around in here, I'm going to close my eyes, okay? I'm going to start walking around in here, okay? I'm going to close my eyes. Okay? I just ran into something. Because I can't clearly see right now. Are you following? Are you understanding? We're trying to see a spirit world, my friends, with our five senses, and it ain't just going to happen. If you're an English teacher, please don't write me. Okay. It ain't going to happen with our five senses. We got to get out of our human part of us. Do you know that I am so thankful that for a big, huge part of my life, I've always known spirit. I might not have always totally understood it, but I've always known it. I've always known it. Do you know that you could just let go of your stuff? Just let go of your stuff and just trust. Just trust. Okay? All right. We're done for today. We will be back on air on Friday, 6 p.m. Central, right here on Spiritual Talk Radio, on Blog Talk Radio. And you can find our website at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You can listen to the shows over there on the little player. That's right there on spiritualtalkradio.net. And tell your friends about us. Follow us on Twitter. Get hold of me by email at youareawakening@gmail.com. Insightswithmichael@ymail.com. Or my email address is youareawakening, youareawakening. Wait, yeah, I think so. All right. Okay. youareawakening@gmail.com. Sometimes I, don't know. All right. So that's probably right. youareawakening@gmail.com. Insights with Michael. Not going to try to spell that out, but that's insightswithmichael@ymail.com. My personal website, www.insightswithmichael.com. All right. Personal email. Personal website, www.insightswithmichael.com. You can set up readings with me over there. If you would like to get a reading with me, I do have time to do that this afternoon. www.insightswithmichael.com. Hopefully you got something out of the program. Thank you again for listening. Thank you for being you. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there, I promise. Okay? Let's pray for the weather. Okay? One more time as we close out. Okay? And then we're going to go ahead and close out with a song. So thank you again for listening. We will be back on Friday at 6 p.m. Central. We will be talking about different jobs of angels. And we're going to be doing that for a little bit. I got a new deck of cards, angel blessings. And we're going to be describing. Do you know that there's different angels with different jobs that they do? Just like, you know, there's plumbers. Well, not probably in the spiritual world, but there's plumbers in this world. Plumbers, electricians, cable guys. Angels have different jobs, too. They have different areas that they work in. And so we're going to learn about that. I'll be taking some calls on Friday as well. So tune in. Tell your friends about our show. Follow us. That's the best way to follow us is just to follow us. Do that. Catch me on Twitter. All right. All right. Thank you again for listening. So let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we're done. All right. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this show. I thank you for what you did today through it and through me. And I thank you for using me to speak to the hearts of the people that are listening to my voice right now. I pray right now that you would work in their lives, that you would meet their needs, that you would let them clearly know that you love them. Clearly see what you're about to do in their life and clearly hear the voice within them. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. I thank you for clear seeing and clear hearing, clear feeling, and all those other clears that you do for us. And thank you for clearing all the obstacles out of our way right now, in this now moment. Nothing is standing in our way right now. And we thank you for that. Right now, I pray for the weather that could be affecting a lot of my friends in different parts of the world today. And I pray that you would keep everybody safe wherever they are on our planet, but especially on the East Coast and all the way from Chicago all the way up to Washington, D.C. today and tomorrow. Could be a little scary for a lot of my listeners and a lot of my friends that are in that area. So I just pray that you would keep them safe. Right now, I just speak to the storms that are building, and I speak peace into you. I take away your strength, and I don't want the wind. I don't want the tornadoes. I don't want any of that stuff, so I don't see any of that stuff. And I speak only peace and calm into the world right now, and no more storms, no more destruction. I only speak peace into every situation right now. And right now, Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for your love. And I say namaste, and I say amen. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll talk to you on Friday. Bye-bye.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yogi Bhajan called it a
hallelujah,
a kriya for self-hypnosis to hypnotize you into self-love.
Hallelujah,
unconditional
hallelujah,
self-love.
Hallelujah,
and where there's love, there's no fear.
Hallelujah,
and when there's no fear, there's no anger.
Hallelujah.
Hypnotize yourself into that
hallelujah
relationship with yourself now.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
your voice and then to everyone's as one.